Royal Frills, makers of Feedies, the greatest name in stretch socks, brings you another exciting episode of the Lone Ranger, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, who brought with him law, justice, and the American way of life. As our story opens, we find the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, the Lone Ranger, and his faithful Indian companion, Pronto, inside one of Connecticut Avenue's more fashionable restaurants, as we hear the masked rider say,
This is where we'll have our Thanksgiving dinner, Pronto. I see the waitress is bringing the food now.
Here's your dinner, gentlemen.
Fine. Here, Pronto, have some turkey. Have some dressing, Pronto. Some candied yams. That's good. Pass the salt and pepper, please, Pronto. Delicious. And some more of that pumpkin pie. Oh, that was a delicious dinner, but... Oh, you haven't touched your food. What's the matter?
You make me sick. Shovel food down your throat. Oh, no. Never eat. Make me sick.
Let's get down to business.
Don't like bird.
The reason we gathered here is to discuss our big plans for this weekend. Now, if we wait any later than today, it won't be of any use to us.
Plenty right, fat man. We must move quickly.
That's right. Because Saturday is the big day, and we must know by tomorrow.
What do you think we do, fat man?
Otto, you ride on over and talk to someone about this thing while I go out and see Colonel Morgan at Fort Myer. Or is that Colonel Meyer at Fort Morgan? I can't tell.
Script girl gone home too late ad libit.
You meet me back here in 2 hours, Proto.
Plenty good. I'm going.
Meanwhile, 1 hour later, the Lone Ranger has gone over to Fort Myer, where he has a secret meeting with Colonel Beauregard Morgan. As our story reopens, we find the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains in deep conversation with the colonel, as the colonel says,
"Well, masked man, it's been a long time since we've met. How are you doing?"
"Just fine, Colonel."
"And how's that Indian, Pronto?"
"He's fine, too, Colonel. Now, I came to ask a big favor of you."
"Yes, anything at all I could do, I'd be happy to, except I know what you want, and it's just virtually impossible at this time."
"But, Colonel, it's vital that we have these. We must know."
"I'm sorry, sir. I can't do a thing for you right now. You're just going to have to do the best you can without me."
And so, the daring and resourceful mask rider of the plains, after having talked with the colonel at Fort Myer, discovered that his plan was to no avail. And so, he rode back to the penthouse apartment over in Ardington to see if he couldn't talk with Tonto and find out what they could do. As our story reopens, we find the Lone Ranger with Pronto in the apartment. He says,
"Pronto, I went to talk to the colonel. I went to see everyone I could, and it's just impossible. Do you have any luck?"
No. Me meet scalper. Him try sell me ticket, but no good. Me not buy with scalper."
"No, Pronto, it's just impossible for us to get tickets for the Army-Navy game this weekend.
Plenty bad. Too much luck.
I don't know what else we can do, Pronto.
We have one solution."
"Pronto."
"Gee. Me.
What are you doing?"
"8. 2, 4, 3, 1, bingo. Me call Madman Ricka, your friendly television man. Get set for weekend. Big color. See whole show."
The Lone Ranger is a copywritten feature of General Frills, also by Campbell Trimble, Mendel, Gildersburg. The Lone Ranger is played by Brent Faith. Your announcer is Grace Wamwam.